Hey guys, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. First off, I want to thank everybody for commenting, showing support, subscribing. Thank you so much. It's greatly appreciated. You guys made the needle move. Thank you. We're here with the elephant in the room. I'm touching this topic because of one of the negative comments I received, which I'm okay with, so everybody has an opinion. So I'm going to read it to you and then go into what I have to say. The comment was, it's amazing how this guy has the balls to come on here and try to profit off of being a rat. Matter of fact, what made you rat on Vinny? A man who would have done anything for you and one of the most stand-up guys on the street. You put yourself in that situation. If you knew you can't do the time, anyone who condones these rats trying to make a living, being a rat, shame on you. Well, to start off, I don't make any excuses. And I did take the coward way out. I should have never broke the code of Omerta. And Omerta means the code of silence, never speaking with law enforcement, for those of you who aren't aware of that. Even though I took the coward way out, that was one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make in my life, because I was always for the life, part of the life. I lived, slept, ate the life. And it was difficult, but I'm okay with my decision, and I stand by my decision. And I could use right now all smoke and mirrors and make everybody believe, come up with every single excuse saying why I did what I did. And I guarantee you 99% of you viewers, listeners, would agree with me. And here's some of the excuses I could use. Joe Messino, who was dubbed the last Don, who went by the Ear, was our boss, our official crime boss, for many, many years. And he wore a wire. He's the one that cooperated, told the prosecutors on Vinny Basciano. Vinny gets arrested. They put Joe and Vinny together in a segregation unit on the roof of MDC Brooklyn. During rec time, they're together. And there was a homicide that happened. Joe read about it in the papers. So while they're on the rec deck and Joe is wearing his wire, he asks Vinny, hey, Bo, what's going on out there? What happened to this kid who took him out? Vinny's response was, Dominic took care of it. That was Dominic. He has everything under control. Funny, because when I first met Vinny explained to me, because Vinny had his own set of rules, and actually Vinny's rules and the way I was groomed correlated with one another. And Vinny explained to me something I already knew, but I let him talk, I listened, and of course I agreed. What Vinny had to say was, hey Dom, just letting you know, if we ever do a piece of work, and when we walk away from it that we got away scot-free, never gets mentioned again. If anybody asks you, the boss asks you, the underboss asks you, or the captain, soldiers, you tell them, what are you talking about? We had nothing to do with it. You never admit anything. Just for fear somebody might be wearing a wire or surveillance, somebody might pick it up, somebody might overhear you. Never say anything. It's none of anybody's business anyway. Only the people that are part of the hit team. Vinny went on to say, even if I, Vinny, he's talking about himself, come up to you a year from now, and I start asking questions, inferences about, hey, you remember that night? You remember this guy? What do you think? You better tell me, what the F are you talking about? Are you out of your mind? I didn't have anything to do with that. What type of drugs are you taking? You respond like that to me because I have to be a rat. I have to be wearing a wire because I'm never supposed to ask you that. So I could use that part of my excuses. The third one, Mike the Nose, I'm a captain. I have an acting captain in my place. The acting captain is put in that position. God forbid, I get sick, I wind up going to jail, I break a leg, that I can't service my men. The acting captain takes control for me and makes sure our Dejean is taken care of and handled properly. Yet, I'm arrested a week. Michael Knows, who is the acting boss at the time, he's now the current boss of the Bonanno crime family. And you know from my last podcast, there's no love lost between neither him or I. He broke up my entire crew. When I found out about it, and finally, when Vinny and I got together, they had us separated. Vinny, what's going on out there? Why did Michael break up my crew? That's my support level. They're supposed to be taking care of my family, making sure things are okay on the street. And yet, Vinny skirted around that, so he didn't want to say. I don't even think he knew. But that's a bad move for Michael. That's a punk move. You don't do that. It was Michael's greed. So I had a powerful crew capable of hurting. And I had a lot of money, guys, because I inherited Vinny's crew, his old Dejean, which became mine. So now, these are excuses I could use to sugarcoat everything. But again, and I'll state this, there was no excuse. The day I decided to cooperate was the hardest decision I ever made. And I'm glad I made it, especially with today's mafia, the way they're acting. And I'll get to that later on in this podcast. But I'll go into two paths. I was groomed by a powerhouse in the Genovese crime family as a kid. And I was told, look, there's two paths in life. You could take, if you take this road, you work every day, come home, make your money, maybe open up a business, live clean. You never have to worry about getting arrested. You never probably have to worry about getting killed by anybody in the street. You're living a clean and righteous life. Well, if you choose this path, it's a fast life. Glamour, glitz, glory, power, prestige, honor. You'll have a brotherhood. You'll make a ton of money if you're capable, if you're creative with things. You'll have everything you want. You got nightclubs, restaurants, strip clubs you could go to. Carte blanche, you walk in, everybody knows one another. You'll be treated like a king. You'll feel like a celebrity. However, the bad side, the downfall to this life, as glamorous and wonderful it is, the brotherhood, feeling that power on the streets, you have, when things go wrong. So you have to accept the good with the bad. And when the bad comes, it might mean jail. It might mean you get robbed. You get shot up. You get beat up. You have to accept it. Also, you have the possibility your friends telling on you, your parents setting you up, telling on you, the government, regular law enforcement, not only are they going to try to arrest you, they might set you up. Take it on the chin. There's no excuse. Because nobody twisted your arm the day you were in that induction ceremony, that we pricked your finger, the blood dripped on the saint, and we burned the saint in your hand. Nobody had a gun to your head to do that. Nobody had a gun to my head when I became an acting captain. Nobody had a gun to my head or twisted my arm when I became an official captain. Do your time like a man. Stand up and do your time. So I just got fed up. I lost all my 20s in jail for a crime I never committed. Prior to that, I had a homicide conviction that was reduced to manslaughter. Now this, I'm back in prison. Things are going on. I didn't like it. I'm looking at forever. I could use everything as an excuse. Especially, not even to mention, they robbed everything I had within the first year. Over $10 million from properties to things I had with other people where my friends lost money too. But they took everything from me for their own greed. So now I'm going to do life being broke in jail. I just got sick of it. I got tired of it. I saw their games. And I decided it was time to leave the life. And that's what I did. So I sit here today, no excuses at all. Zero, none. Now, with that, I'll tell you a little story. I'm going to use myself as an example. Myself and Vinny. So I don't want to put any of the current names out there of what's going on in today's mafia. So it's better, I'll give you the analogy of Vinny and myself. I testified on Vinny, I'm a rat. I point my finger at Vinny, yes, that's Vincent Basciano. Yes, we killed people. Yes, we extorted. Yes, gambling. Yes to everything, all of the above. Vinny gets his two life sentences. At the end of the day, I know Vinny can't stand me. And if he was home, he would try in his best to take me out. Just because. Especially if I was living in the tri-state area. Hands down, he would look to take me out. But Vinny's not out on the streets. Vinny has to depend on his brothers to keep his honor, his code of omerta. Because it's a family, it's a knitted community. Everybody's supposed to be there for one another, to back one another. So I come home after I ratted on Vinny. Vinny's sitting in jail doing his life. And I decide to move to the tri-state area. Remember, this is an analogy. It's not true. But it's a point I'm making. Because it's happening now in today's mafia with other individuals. I move to the tri-state area. Cool. Everybody's ignoring me. I get into the construction industry. I start bidding on construction jobs. Now I start rocking and rolling. A year goes by. I'm making big money. In Manhattan, all around the five boroughs, I have construction projects going on. Lo and behold, I'm making money with my former mafia buddies. They're accepting me. They're actually accepting me because I'm giving them big money. They know I'm a huge earner and everybody's making money. So I'm supplying not only the Bonanno family with money, I'm supplying all the other families. They're earning off of me now and they accepted me. They might not trust me to do anything illegal, of course, but they're accepting me. Dominic the Rat, they're accepting in their circles again. I'm breaking bread with them. All of a sudden, Vinny Basciano gets word of this. He's hearing about it. He has to be lying in his bunk, sick to his stomach. Sick. Saying, I gotta be the biggest jerk off in the world. Here, I'm doing life for this brotherhood, the Code of Omerta, and yet they allowed the rat that put me away for life back in the streets, back in our area, doing business with him because he's giving me money. He's giving them money. So Vinny's probably looking at it. I know I would be looking at it this way. At least Dominic had the balls to point his finger and say, and stand up, take a position. Here, my brothers who are in the life supposed to be protecting my honor are accepting Dominic, breaking bread with him every single day. They're more scumbags, hard-ons, freeholds, lowlifes than Dominic can ever be. This is what this life has come to? So I say, don't throw stones because the mafia became a glass house. And I'm not condoning violence in any way, shape, or form anymore. I'm just stating some facts. People want to throw stones. They don't know what happened. And again, there is no excuse because nobody ever twisted my arm. Because you have guys like Vinny Basciano, Vic Amuso, Lil Vic, who is the boss of the Lucchese family. Louis Dadone, Louis Bagels, who is the acting boss of the Lucchese family, doing life in prison because of people like me. You have the John Gottis of the world. Everybody knows who he is. Angelo Prisco, a powerful capo in the Genovese crime family. These men died in prison because of people like me who cooperated with the government. And yet, these guys on the street, these mafiosos of today, are accepting and allowing guys back into the neighborhood. I know at one time when I was in the life, when I was on the streets, if I was out there, I never cooperated, I was still living that code, that honor. If Vinny was out there living that code of honor, Sammy the Bull was out there living that code of honor, Gas Pipe was out there living that code of honor, nobody could ever come back, especially a cooperator, back into any of the neighborhoods. They would get taken out quickly, because we stood for the brotherhood, the life. The life is no more. And I understand it. You can't do anything anymore. There's cameras all over, surveillance all over. You don't know who's cooperating. So they are smart. So now when I look back, what I did, I'm happy I did it. I'm happy I turned my life around. This is the longest I've been home in my adult life, on the streets now, living righteous. And I'll go into many stories that could have trapped me throughout these over 10 years I'm home that could have put me back in, that if Dominic of the past would have acted real quick on a lot of different topics. And we'll go into that. There's a lot more information, a lot more topics we'll go into. But for now, I want to thank everybody for their support, all the shout-outs, the love and everything. It's greatly appreciated. Please hit the subscribe button if you want to hear more stories. And a matter of fact, I'll keep this going. I'll keep this going for everybody. Vinny and I were so close because people say, how could you do that? It kills me till this day. Till this day, I love the guy. You know, deep down, I love him. Even though he'd want to see me dead, I know he can't say he doesn't love me or care for me. Because when you're so close with somebody at one time, it hurts. And I must have crushed him when I cooperated. But he crushed me with things he did to me, too, while we were locked up. And that's neither here nor there. But to show everybody, we were as so close. He's on a different tape prior to Joe wearing a wire, while we were out on the street. And he's explained to Big Lou, who was wearing a wire, he's like, yeah, Dominic's my acting captain. Dominic knows my every move, knows me like a book. There's half the times I don't even have to tell him. Dominic just acts and knows the way, what I'm thinking when something occurs. That's how close we were. We were so close too. Even Joe Messino sent word to the street, guys, you have to break it up a little bit, because people would refer to us, Dominic and Vinny, Vinny and Dominic. It wasn't no more Vinny B, Vinny Gorgeous. It was Vinny and Dominic. So Joe said, guys, you have to break it up. God forbid you get locked up. Something happens. You know, they're going to take you both off, you know, off of the streets. So we were close. So really, it was a hard decision, the hardest one of my life. Till this day, it breaks my heart, but I'm happy, content with the life I'm living. And I'm sure Vinny's sitting in that jail cell, especially what's going on today, shaking his head, saying, I got to be the biggest jerk off. I'm over here. I stood true to the game. For what? For what reason? To die in jail? For these, basically, and I hate to say it, these guys who don't respect the code of honor, who are not following true to the game. But this world has changed. Social media has promoted everything. It's a different world altogether. And it's going to be hard for the next generation to come up, because I see a lot of these young kids misguided, misled. Especially I heard even in the streets of the Bronx, the neighborhoods aren't there anymore. It's a lot of chaotic stuff with these younger kids with no respect, gangbanging. They think it's cool. You know, this life is not to be glamorized anymore. This is not the 20s, 30s, 40s where, you know, people were proud, and it's just, it's disgusting what's turning out, the way society is looking at things. But again, this is social media. This is the new way. I have plenty of stories to come out. I'm going to keep it straight, always keep it 100. That's why I'm here today with, I make no excuses. Now, or will I ever in my life make an excuse for my actions? I'm a man enough to stand up, admit when I'm wrong, and when I'm right, I'll back that as well. So, again, I'm going to keep things moving with this. I'm going to keep everybody interested, especially with the comments. I answered everybody's comment. I try to answer them and continue to answer them. But I love it, even the negative ones, because that fuels me. So we're going to change up the format. I'm going to accommodate the people, the listeners. And what I would like to do also, I want everybody to comment. I'll be going on speaking with the sit-down with Jeff Nadeau. We already spoke. I'm going to go on his show. Answer some questions, answer some live questions. It'll be a live broadcast. And I want to thank him. I want to thank Ed Scopo, Cosa Nostra News. Please read his blog. Excellent writer. Ed's a great guy. Became a good friend of mine throughout the years. Great guy. Also, I really want to thank, and I owe everything to Judge Garifas, Nicole Argentieri, Greg Andres, John Beretta, all the FBI agents, Michael Breslin, Robert Yeplar, and everybody, Taryn Merkel, everybody who supported me in the federal government. And trust me, at times, I battled with them because it bothered me that much. I battled with them, and they always kept me on the straight and narrow. And then we'll go into another story when I had an altercation, when I first cooperated with a jailhouse guy who's called a rat hunter in the state prison of New York. They have guys, it's a rat hunter, they call it, rat hunter gang. And that's another story. And Greg Andres got into me, said, no matter how much anybody likes you here, we'll rip your agreement up. So that in itself is an entertaining story. But I just want to thank them all because they trusted in me, they believed in me. And I did not disappoint. Lived up to all my commitments, from my probation to my fines to my community service, 1,000 hours. I did everything I was supposed to do, and I turned my life around for the first time. And thank you. Also, I don't. For those of you who don't know, I like rap music. I have rap out there. Yes, that's right. I have rap. So what I'm doing is I'm putting out another rap song, and I don't claim to be a rapper, but I think I do have good bars. Not think, I know I have good bars. So my team over here said, we can't make this go viral. It'll never happen. Two different genres. People, put it out there. I'm going to put it out in the next few days. I want everybody to put it out there. Listen to the beats. If you don't like it, say it. And you know what? I look at it this way. If somebody's having a bad day, they're angry, they go on YouTube, and they say, let me click on this. Let me see what he's doing. And they click on the rap song, and all of a sudden, they hear my song, and they start laughing. I just made their day. And I'll end it with this. Tyler Perry said it best, and I live by this, and I'll die by this. If people don't laugh at your dreams aren't big enough. So go out there. If you're undecided about doing something, don't be afraid. Do it. Do it. Let people laugh. Let people say you're crazy. You're out of your mind. So let me tell you something. We get this rap music to go viral. Now it's another thing we could do. And I'll have fun doing it. I enjoy it. People could laugh, entertain. And I don't mind that. I'm free. I'm not in the mob anymore where you have to conduct yourself. You go to a wedding, you can't dance. You have to act certain ways, all prestigious because you're better than everybody else. I'm free. I'm doing me. I'm having fun. But never get it twisted. I'm still that same person, that same man. but I just keep it all the way in the back. I don't show that side of me anymore. And I'm a happier person for that. So everybody, have a wonderful evening, morning, afternoon. Love you. Love all the support you have shown, given me, all the comments. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless. Peace out.